There was a priest who lived not too far from here, who was well known for his very brief confessions. People would go in, he would hear their confessions, and they would go out immediately. He was also known for the penance that he would give. Without fail, he would give the same penance, "For your penance, pray a memorare," time and time again. And he did this for many years until the priest grew old and became frail. It became evident that he had contracted dementia. And one day the priest finds himself in a room, really unable to move and to get up or to remember anything. It's during that time that a parishioner hears of where he is at and decides to make a visit. Unbeknownst to her that he has dementia, she comes into his room and sees them laying there in his bed. She asks him, "Father, can you hear my confession?" With the little strength that he has left, he pulls himself up, listens quietly as she confesses her sins, and says, "For your penance, please pray a memorare." It's a beautiful story for many reasons. But above all, I think the story is beautiful because the priest never forgot two things. He never forgot who he was as a priest and his responsibility to serve. And he never forgot the Blessed Mother. El Evangelio sigue diciendo que María guardaba todas estas cosas y las meditaba en su corazón. ¿Cuáles eran estas cosas? Eran gozos y dolores. Por una parte, el nacimiento de Jesús, el amor de José, la visita de los pastores, aquella noche luminosa. Pero por otra parte, el futuro incierto, la falta de un hogar, porque para ellos no había sitio en la posada. La desolación del rechazo, la desilusión de ver nacer a Jesús en un establo. Esperanzas y angustias, luz y tiniebla. Todas estas cosas poblaron el corazón de María. ¿Y ella qué hizo? Las meditaba, es decir, las repasaba con Dios en su corazón. No se guardó nadie para sí misma, no ocultó nada en la soledad, sino que todo lo llevó a Dios. Así custodió, confiado se custodia, no dejando que la vida caiga presa del miedo, del desconsuelo o de la superstición, no cercándose o tratando de olvidar, sino haciendo toda ocasión una comunicación con Dios. Y Dios se preocupa de nosotros. Viene a habitar nuestras vidas. Whatever joys and hopes that were a part of 2019, whatever joys and hopes that will be a part of 2020, as a community of faith, let us never forget our vocation, our respective vocations as priests and lay faithful, but most above all, our respective vocations as Christian disciples. Let us entrust this year to our Blessed Mother. For remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me.